Oh, and please wear the earrings I bought you in Kalamazoo. If you pile up your hair like a princess, I wouldn't complain. I love how the ringlets fall down like lovely brown rain. I lost weight for this tux, still a little bit tight in the thigh. And there's not enough hair left to comb, drape over one eye. I don't recall this cummerbund cutting me in half. I love singing cummerbund. Then you stabbed me while pinning on my carnation, and we both had to laugh. When the judge wants a reason for us calling it quits, and why we both dress like we're putting on a Ritz, we tell him we never did nothing the way other folks do. Oh, no, not me and you. We're going out the way we came in. We're going out the way we came in. No need for no one to act like a jerk. We did 26 years and it just didn't work. We got hitched at this courthouse, so there's no better place for it to end. We're going out the way we came in.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another one of these. We were absentee last week, and now we're back. Better than ever. Not better. Not better than ever. We're the same at best, if not a little worse. That's what happened to us in the last week. Well, last week, I was on a vacation to Austin, Texas. It was a pretty, we had a pretty good trip overall, I will say. There were a few little incidents, starting with, so I do this thing on the airplane. I started bringing headphones on the airplane, not like music listening headphones, but the kind you would take to a gun range, or that a construction person would wear to do constructing noise. Started wearing these on the plane, which works pretty great, because then you can listen to regular headphones and it's not as loud. And also, that a hat and a hooded sweatshirt, it's like you're not even on the plane with other people in a window seat. That combination makes it as close as you can get to not actually being with other people, which is kind of the goal, right? To just have your own private plane. It's in your own private torture hellhole, but still, it's better. And I was, you know, like, well, this is like an old man thing I do, but also pretty genius. And we did see one other guy who had the same thing. We're in the security line, and you're going back and forth in this, like, cattle line. Cattle call? Cattle corral? Cow hole. And, you know, so you're face-to-face with someone as they walk towards you, and then you walk away, and then you're face-to-face with them again. So the first time he came by, I saw this dude, and he had sunglasses on, and he had these headphones on. And I was like, oh shit, that guy's got them too. And then there's just enough time as we were walking past each other where I was like, oh, pretty sure that guy's retarded. And sure enough, as we turned the corner and came back the other way over the period of several hours, you know, I saw he was a... he's an adult man carrying like a Thomas the Train book as his carry-on luggage for the plane. And I was like, yep. Turns out, so, you know, that's the one other person who's had this brilliant insight is a handicapped man. So good. Working out pretty good for me, this whole flying thing. Austin, Texas, I recommend it. Go there. It's fun. There's fun things to do. I do not recommend it in the summer. It's extremely hot. So hot. It's like the kind of hot that paralyzes you and prevents you from doing things. Because you're like, I don't know if I can make it 2 blocks. We were waiting at this food truck, this trailer, for donuts. And, you know, it was pretty slow. And there was a moment where I just kind of zoned out and was like, I could just fall over and die right now. This could happen. And if I fell over, what would become of me? I'd just wake up somewhere else. They'd be like, sir, you're severely dehydrated. And I'd be like, no shit, it's 102 degrees outside. What are you supposed to do? So I don't know how people, I don't know why they don't just shut down for the summer. The whole city should just be like a school. Where they're like, yeah, during the summer we all move to Nebraska and it sucks, but we do it. We suck it up, we do it, we come back better than ever. Stronger than we ever been, baby boy. People were telling me that they feel like Austin, Texas is like the Boulder, Colorado of Texas, and that made me furious now that I've been there. Because I hate Boulder, Colorado. Can I say, have I said that on this show before? Have I expressed how much I dislike Boulder, Colorado? Because people seem to like it. And I think they're empirically wrong. This doesn't seem like a matter of opinion to me. This is like a fact. I just hate the people who are there very much. I hate that. I think I hate Boulder, Colorado because it's like, you could pay what you pay to live in an apartment in Manhattan, except you're in Boulder, Colorado. And that seems crazy to me. Like, why would you do... Why? Why is it harder to park in Boulder, Colorado than it is in Austin, Texas? That doesn't make any sense. Austin is the capital city. There's fucking people there. This is the thing. Actual people live there. Yeah, you know, like I was thinking about this last night and complaining about. I complained about this for like an hour last night, defending a city I visited for a city I've also visited. And I just feel like Boulder is the place where everyone's going to tell you about how, you know, the common man and the wisdom of the Native American. And then, but you know, the people, there's not a janitor who lives in Boulder who works in Boulder. Like, if you're a janitor in Boulder, it's because you're driving in from another city. Because you can't fucking afford to live there. There's no way. And it's not a rich city that bothers me. If you want to live in Dubai, that's fine. I don't give a shit. What bothers me is the, like, oh, we're hippies. But the worst kind of hippies. We're, like, hippies for whom it's also important that we're rich. It's like, okay, so you abandoned probably the one good thing about hippiedom in exchange for wearing stupid shoes, white people dreadlocks, and just whenever you go somewhere, whenever I go in a restaurant or a coffee place, I feel like everyone's a dick, you know? And everyone is just like checking you out, and like if you're not from there, if you're not like a regular there, they're like, ugh, what is this guy's a real asshole. I bet he lives in some crappy city, and I'm like, yeah, I do. So, there you go. Fuck Boulder, Colorado. If you wanted to go on what I would consider probably the worst first dates of your life, I think you could go on a lot of those in Boulder, Colorado. If you wanted to meet like 20 to 24-year-old people who are really into talking about spirituality, but you know, and they use terms like Judeo-Christian, this is the place to go. This is where you want to be. I heard a hilariously, also, I'm a little concerned about Fort Collins, Colorado becoming the new Boulder. I was in this coffee shop and I heard these guys talking, it's like this hippie guy. And he was like saying how he's like, dude, I think athletes are artists. Because basically what they do is an art too. It's just different. But I think LeBron James is as much of an artist as anybody. Because what he does is something that he practices and it's art. And he was really trying to convince this other guy. This is another hallmark of the hippie. This guy is trying to convince this other guy who wasn't like skeptical. He the other guy just didn't give a fuck. The other guy was just sitting there like, what is this guy talking about? And how long do I have to listen to him? And can we just leave? But yeah, athletes are like artists. So good news, everyone. Good news, sports fans. Athletes who I don't feel like have gotten a fair shake. I don't think they've gotten enough prestige or money. Are also artists now, according to some idiot. So now it's okay to like sports now because they're an artist. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Everything's good now. What an idiot. What an asshole. There was a time in my life where people like that, I wanted to argue with them. And I had these mental arguments with them. And now it's not, I don't even want to argue with them. I want to have not heard the dumb thing they said. I want to just have, I wish I had that Men in Black mind eraser thing. If I had that Men in Black mind eraser thing, I would be using it on myself constantly. I don't know if I would ever bother using it on somebody else. It would just be like, I would have to wear shirts with pockets in the front so I could carry it around. And then if you haven't seen that or forgot the movie, it's like this pen they carry around and a light flashes and then you can forget things. So you can set it for, you know, seconds, minutes, days, hours, whatever. So, you know, I could forget the last 30. I would just have it set to 30 seconds and just be blasting myself over and over. Be like, okay, well, here's your food. Enjoy your meal. And I'd be like, thanks, waitress. You too. And be like, oh, shit. And then I would just blast myself with it because then I would forget that I said that. Or whenever I posted something stupid on the internet, I would just finish posting, blast myself, and then wouldn't have to look at the comments on it or whatever. It would be a good life. I think you'd be a lot happier. Just not, I'm not saying I would like kill someone and bury the body and then make myself forget. You better forget where that was. I would just, all these little minor faux pas throughout the day would vanish into thin light. That would be pretty nice. Speaking of forgetting, I don't think I've done a show since this happened where I bought the cat a fountain to drink from. Coming like an avalanche coming down the mountain. So the cat likes to drink out of the faucet or the bathtub or whatever. So then I was reading up on it and it's like, oh, you can get these like little fountains. You know, it's like a fountain like you'd have in your garden or something. It's like a probably powered by a fish tank motor or something. And these little motors that keep fish alive in your house. Because crazy people, fish tank, I'm pretty sure is a sign of a crazy person. Because what they're like is, you know, the whole planet is covered in goddamn water. But you know what I'd like to do is take a square of that water and just put it in my house. So it's like I'm watching what happened in the ocean. And it's like that, except also I'm like putting weird chemicals in it all the time and like adjusting levels of things and, you know, pouring salt in there. I don't even know what they're doing. I think I was done with fish as a kid the second I discovered like, oh, you can't just pour water in from the tap. That makes them die. Well, fish are not robust enough then. That's not going to work for me. Also, how can they live in this dirty-ass pond full of old cans and garbage? And, you know, they've got a hook coming right through his eye, and he's still alive. But then you put in a couple ounces of tap water, and it's like, oh, God, I'm done. Jesus Christ. And they always had these drops you could put in to make the water be, I don't know, dechlorinated or something. I don't think those really worked. Because I feel like every time I did that, the fish died anyway. I mean, who knows why fish die? Does anyone know or care? That's the thing. The only real purpose I see for a fish is if you want to teach your child about the frequency and quickness of death. You're like, I don't think my kid really appreciates death the way I'd like. Hey, maybe get him a couple fish. See what happens. Just see what you can make happen. So I bought the cat the fountain. And it's like this little waterfall that's happening in the kitchen all the time. And so first the cat completely ignored it, which is kind of what cats do. You know, this cat doesn't like to get in boxes, doesn't like to get in bags, doesn't really seem to care about catnip very much. Not really very cat-like in some ways. And so it wasn't a super big surprise. But then it got into the fountain and immediately just drank so much that it vomited on the floor. Which, I mean, I guess you could look at a person and say, well, okay, I've drank beers enough that I vomited on a floor more than once in my life. However, it was over the period. It's not because of the volume of liquid that I drank. And also, my judgment was impaired by the liquid. This is water. I don't know if cats are getting wasted off of water, and that's what they're not. Maybe that's why they're all sleepy all the time. They're hungover as hell. Then they're drunk again, and then they're hungover. And they just go through their entire life hungover or drunk. That's why they're either grumpy as hell and laying around or running around insanely. They're just like wasted 24/7 or hungover. So puked all over the floor. And I was just like, well, that was good. That was a good, that's a solid purchase. This, as far as I know from cats, that's a success. So I'm like, well, it drank the water, so that's something. It could have just not drank any water. It overdrank the water. It was out of excitement and then puked on the floor. And and then I was like, how does a cat clean out its mouth after it vomits? It's going to rot its teeth out. But yeah, so basically I paid $30 for this device that makes a cat forget what a normal amount of water is to drink. It's like, I can't imagine if I was drinking from a hose that then I'd be like, well, Jesus, I don't know. How do I know when I'm not thirsty anymore? How could its brain be that small that it doesn't even know, okay, I've had, that is enough. That is quite enough, sir. I was listening to another show and heard something that was pretty annoying and frustrating, maybe. Show Indoor Kids, about video games, and they had the guest Pete Holmes, you might know from You Made It Weird or Pete Holmes Show. I don't know if that's still a show or not, but he was on there. He's the one with the goofy voice. I'm just gonna play a little clip here.
Our parents were killed.
That guy.
And so she's talking for 5 minutes, and they're talking to Ultron, which is basically Siri, and they cut to Ultron just looking at them listening. I couldn't stop. If you notice it, it's the funniest thing in the world. You can't Vine it. You can't YouTube it. It's just you have to watch the whole movie. And he's like,
listening.
And he kind of looks concerned and like he's a nice guy in that moment.
I liked Ultron. I thought his like sense of humor was
This is
good.
Just
like
Avengers kinda, talk, like, by the way.
I really love the Vision. I was in love.
But I think we've got about 20 seconds, maybe.
When like. That guy,
the red faced guy,
Darius. What is his name?
Darius Rutger.
Jarvis.
When Jarvis. Like it becomes personified.
By the way,
here we go.
I also hate fireworks, and yeah. I think that they're very dangerous. And I hear people on our streets doing it, and I'm like, that fucking sucks. You fucking scum.
You know who likes the 4th of July?
Here we go.
I don't want to say the first group because they might be some good.
It's
people,
a big dub T thing.
What is it?
White trash.
Sure.
WT.
I've heard that white trash is offensive because it, this was interesting. So that's why I didn't explain to me. They go, it's offensive because you have to, it's as if you're saying white people are assumed good.
Fantastic.
Unless you say white trash. I don't know. I can't.
That's an interesting thing.
It's not my opinion.
I think you could just say trash. To me, white trash is a very specific country kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean. The country kind of thing.
So you can just say trash, but that's also offensive. Here's who else likes it. So there's a...
Okay, there you go. White trash is offensive, you guys, because otherwise... Because otherwise, we just assume people are good. What a horrible thing that would be if we, by default, assumed that an entire race of people was good. And then Yeah, that would be a really bad thing. That would be disastrous. Also, goddamn, fuck off. Fucking fuck off with what's offensive. Good God. Let's see. How can I swear to God? I think there are people who, well, I know there has to be, who work at like HuffPo, whose job it is, they just say like, this person's famous now, find something they did that was offensive. Or like, this thing is really popular right now, find a way to be offended by it. You know what I mean? It's like, just, there was a piece on Slate where this guy basically wrote about how grilling was like an offensive thing to do as a man in some way. Let me see if I can find this real quick. I think it was on Slate. Slate, the former great news source that's now just like garbage. I hate that I love to grill. There you go. Because it's so conventionally masculine. It's called Grillax, bro. I'm a feminist. I'm a dude. And I hate that I love to grill. I hate how much I love to grill. It's not that I'm inclined to vegetarianism or that I otherwise object to the practice itself. By the way, I don't see what this has to do with vegetarianism or not, because you can grill vegetables, fruits, all kinds of things. I'm uncomfortable with the pleasure I take in something so conventionally masculine. Looming over the coals, tongs in hand, I feel estranged from myself, recast in the role of suburban dad. At such moments, I get the sense that I've fallen into a societal trap, one that reaffirms gender roles I've spent years trying to undo. The whole business feels retrograde, a relic of some earlier, less inclusive era. Are you kidding me? Right now? I just don't understand. I mean, it's upsetting. Like, we cannot enjoy anything. This guy can't even enjoy anything. That's how bad this all is, right? Oh, he's talking about, like, how meticulous he is, and whoa, have I become some kind of monster? Paging through my photographs of my years in grad school recently, I came across one in which two colleagues and I stand in a semicircle around a kettle grill. Though my eyes are downcast in the image, I'm not sad. Instead, I'm studying the burgers in front of me, and I'm happy. Our friend, Katrina, the only woman in frame, leans in from the left, somehow outside of the scene despite her presence in it. Oh my God. Oh my God. The picture captures so much of what delights me about grilling and so much of what embarrasses me about that delight. On the one hand, there's the peculiar alchemy of sun and smoke that makes summer days sprawl. On the other hand, it bears the stain of unintentional masculine cliché. Gathered around the coals with beers slung low, we're all but enacting a myth of the American man, telling a story in postures and poses. No longer mere PhD students, we have become bros. This is so annoying. That's the kind of thing. You're just like, oh, fuck off. Fuck you. Give me a break. What is wrong with people? You know what I mean? Nothing can be enjoyed. Like, oh, I'm a PhD student. I'm better than grilling. That's not something I should be into. I'm a grill master. I found this very upsetting overall. And so I found this interesting thing on the interweb, and it's an IBM Watson thing. It's called Personality Insights. And what you could do is paste text into it, and then it kind of gives you like an analysis of your personality. So I'm going to put in something of mine, but first, why don't we put in Grillmaster Wuss and see what it says here. Let's just see whether or not what Watson thinks of this person. I wish it would come back and just be like, you are a huge wuss. Okay, let's see. You are shrewd and skeptical. You are empathetic. You feel what others feel and are compassionate towards them. You are proud. You hold yourself in high regard, satisfied with who you are. And you are calm-seeking. You prefer activities that are quiet, calm, and safe. You are motivated to seek out experiences that provide a strong feeling of well-being. You consider helping others to guide a large part of what you do. You think it is important to take care of the people around you. You are relatively unconcerned with tradition. You care more about making your own path than following what others have done. Very nice. So this person is very open and conscientious-ish, but not very extrovert or agreeable. Good emotional range. This is so silly. This person values openness to change and self-transcendence, but not really self-enhancement, hedonism, or conservation. This is a horrible, horrible thing that has happened. So that's what it says for the person there. So I thought I should put in something I did and kind of see what we get. So let me just pull up something here. Let's just pull up Ninja Sons, available for your Kindle. How about that? If you wanted to get on the Kindle store, by the way, we're going to have to check into the Kindle store because on our last show, I said, how about once we sell 10 of these, I will stop talking about it. And I don't think we've made that goal. Don't think we sold 10. And when I say I don't think we sold 10, I don't think we sold 5. I don't think we sold 4. So let's see. Here goes Ninja Sons. 12,224 words, which can be yours for $1. That's pretty good. That's like a quarter of Catcher in the Rye. So what does it say about this? You are boisterous and social. You are assertive. You tend to speak up and take charge of situations, and you are comfortable leading groups. You are intermittent. You have a hard time sticking with difficult tasks for a long period of time. And you are content. You are content with your level of accomplishment and do not feel the need to set ambitious goals. Your choices are driven by a desire for well-being. You consider helping others to guide a large part of what you do. You think it is important to take care of the people around you. You are relatively unconcerned with tradition. You take care more about making your own path than following what others have done. That's like the identical paragraph from Mr. No Grillenstein. And, and this is a story about a dickhead dad, basically. So that's what you get from that. Let's check in. I'm going to check in with Amazon here, and let's just see how many we sold and whether or not we need to talk more about whether we're going to continue talking about Ninja Sons. Okay. Log in. Okay. Now, when I tell you this number, I want you to know first things first that this number represents total sales, but I'm immediately subtracting 2. The reason is 1 sale was to myself because I, buy it myself to make sure that it actually works. And the other sale was to my partner who bought it. But, I don't really, come on. What's she going to do? She has to be supportive. It's like if she started a home-based doll making business. I wouldn't want to buy a doll. I don't even want even less a homemade doll. I'm like, hey, look, the people at Barbie perhaps Barbie has given us some very negative body image stuff, but at least that thing's not creepy as hell when you're looking at it in the night. It's not like this faceless pit of horror when you look into its eyes. Okay? It doesn't make me feel like I'm filled with roaches, which is a thing that happened on vacation, by the way. I woke up to a feeling in the night and touched my neck, and there was a big roach on the back of my neck. So I, threw it away, and then I couldn't find it until I felt it again crawling on my thigh. And then I finally threw it off to the side and smashed it. And then I kind of smashed it in this folded piece of paper so as not to make a mess and so I could dispose of it. And I got it out the next morning and looked in there, And his whole body was smashed, and his little antenna was still moving. I was like, Jesus Christ, man, these things are survivors. But I still won. And that goes in my pantheon of great bug stories, including the time I brushed my teeth with an earwig in my toothbrush, the time a centipede was crawling on my face in the night, and of course, who could forget spider in the pubes? Let's see. Okay. Well, keep in mind, this is a boosted sales amount. We have three total. Subtract the two that that we were gonna use there. And that means we've sold one. So we are 10% of the way to our goal, to our sales goal. If this was NPR, I'd be like, we're 10% of the way to our goal of probably $4. So here's what we're going to do as a punishment. Because by next week, just go out and buy a copy. It is $1.99. It is $2 out of your life. You can also buy copies as gifts for friends. Do whatever you want. But until we sell 10 copies, we're going to do ads. And I don't even have advertisers, but I just want you guys to understand how annoying that is and how terrible that is and how undeserving this show is of advertisers. So this is what you get when you tune into another show.
Hey there, folks. Trustworthy Fat Kev Smith. Before we start casting the pods, man, let me try to sell you something first, okay? Do you like me? Do you like my friends Jason Mewes, Ralph Garman? Then guess what? We're coming to a town near you, man. We're coming your way, man. Come see a Smodco show. Tickets at csmod.com. That's SEESMOD.com. Now, if you can't come to one of our shows, you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to support this two-bit operation? Well, how about you kick back in your home with some family and friends and loved ones and play Monopoly. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back Monopoly. That's
right. We have a Monopoly themed for Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
That's right, man. You can buy from jayandsilentbob.com, the home of the secret stash, right there online, a signed edition of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back Monopoly. Me and Muse sign it, man. Jason Muse, Jay himself, me, Silent Bob. And the parts are real fun, man. They got a little cock knocker, a little fist, a little Suzanne, a little Bluntmobile. It's crazy, man. Get your hands on it. You get drunk, get stoned, and play a round of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back Monopoly. Available signed by me and Jason Mewes at jayandsilentbob.com. Now, here comes your Smodco podcast.
Are the stars okay. Beautiful tonight, Nature
Oh, here's
Box?
Here's a whole other ad for Nature Box. The food that you get that, you know, they just send you snacks, I guess. Oh, here we go. Jay and Silent Bob. Unsigned. $39.99, $40 for a game of Monopoly, you know, with themed pieces and spaces, but it's Monopoly. So you could spend $40 on that. Hey, if you want to spend $40 on that, I say go for it. I say go for it, you son of a bitch. So there you go. That's a commercial. So by next week, let's sell them copies. I'd like to see an improvement. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for perfection. I'm asking for improvement. We're going to try one more personality insight. I put in a column I wrote about when I tried Kim Kardashian's Fit in Your Jeans by Friday butt workout. First line, first paragraph, entire paragraph. You are a bit convulsive. You are intermittent. You have a hard time sticking with difficult tasks for a long period of time. You are proud. You hold yourself in high regard, satisfied with who you are. And you are self-conscious. You are sensitive about what others might be thinking about you. You're motivated to seek out experiences that provide a strong feeling of efficiency. But efficiency. You're relatively unconcerned with tradition. That's the same thing again. There you go. That's my personality. That's who I am. That's the problem for most people, is they don't know who they are. It turns out Watson, this IBM computer, has been doing a lot of crazy shit. Like, they had it win Jeopardy. They have this personality insights. They have something that you can, like, put your emails into, and it tells you how aggressive it is. And then also, let me see if I can find that. Watson, IBM, how aggressive. Can discern if your email is too aggressive. IBM Watson's tone analyzer. There we go. I should put my my thing in there. And also put Grillmaster Flex in there, or whatever that guy's name is. They also had the Watson make this cocktail that looked really gross. So that's another thing they're doing. Just everything they have Watson doing. Oh, frozen computer. There we go. Someone texted me or emailed me and was like, dude, can we do a Kickstarter or something to get you a new computer? The answer is no. But, hey, buy them copies. If I sold 10,000 copies of Helpful Snowman Comics issue 1, there we go. Then I'd be in good shape, wouldn't I? That's what you can do, you guys. This is how it happens. The thing is, here's why I don't really want to do ads, or I don't want to do this. Hang on, I'm sorry. I don't want to do ads. I don't want to sell things like t-shirts, because the thing is, basically, I'd be selling these to, like, the 5 people who I consider friends, right? Not just, like, anybody. And that's not really... I don't like that. I don't like that. That doesn't help. That doesn't help anybody. So, let's not do that. Let's sell these little books. Let's put those reviews on iTunes. Okay? We talked about that, right? That was something we were all going to do. Should we check? Should we look at the iTunes reviews? Now, here's what I consider doing, and I'm not going to, but maybe I will later, because I was just feeling mean. I thought, okay, we're going to do a show where the entire show is we just go through the iTunes reviews and see what's in there. And, you know, we'll talk about what it brings up and whatnot. And, hey, when we run out of stuff, then the show is over. And right now, I think we've got 2 or 3 iTunes reviews. And so when it's over, it's over. And that's what happens. So that show would probably be 10 minutes long. And that would be the show for the week. Just do an iTunes. Will you please do it? Please. We're going to look it up here on my extremely slow computer and see what we've got. You don't know what you got till it's gone. That's a song. That's a song, you guys. We're listed as comedy explicit. I haven't looked at this in quite a long time. Turns out, man, we've been doing this for forever. Let's see. Accessing iTunes Store. iTunes is like... Why every time do they update iTunes are they like, here's what I think people want. I don't think they care about how long it takes for this program to start on their computer. I don't think they care about being able to locate the songs they want to play. I think mostly they want an increased graphic interface. That seems to be what most people are interested in at this juncture. Oh my God, I have 6 ratings. What? What? Well, that's pretty good. That's not bad, guys. And they're all 5 stars, which is pretty great. Let's see. I have 1 from 2011 and 2 from 2014. Let's see. Christina, this podcast keeps me company on mostly short drives. It makes me laugh out loud to myself while driving, which I am sure makes other drivers think I'm crazy. But who cares what they think? They aren't listening to this podcast and therefore lead very sad lives. That is all. I like the end of it. And that is all. End of discussion. Megan Day, too funny. Most of the podcasts I listen to are strictly book related, but sometimes you need something to make you laugh. But keep one ear open for the caster's original writing. It's worth waiting for. Oh, that's nice. This one's by Ed's. Love this podcast. I look forward to it every week. Always funny. And the best episodes feature original writing and or vents. I recommend this to everyone I know who listens to podcasts. Thank goodness for the backlist to keep us entertained while we wait for the next one. All right. You know what? 6 ratings, 3 reviews. That's, I have very low standards and that completely meets them. So there you go. There you go. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're living in a dream. So disregard that. Disregard that horrible, mean plan to punish everybody that I was talking about. Because that's not real. That was just a joke. There is a cat outside just meowing at me. I offered for the cat to come in here and co-host with me. And you know what the cat said? Nothing. Because cats don't talk. Can you hear that shit? Like, hey, I got an idea. Maybe you should go drink water until you vomit and I can clean that up for you. That would be fun. So real quick, one other thing I wanted to talk about. This, I want to do a show. So I read part of this book and I'm still trying to get through it, but it's really boring. And it's The Life-Saving Art of Tidying Up or Life-Saving Magic of Tidying Up. And so far it's not super exciting or anything, but there's this part. Basically, it's this lady, and she's like, I know how to tidy better than anybody. It's an art. And one thing she says is like, do all of one thing at a time. So she's like, don't go room by room or whatever. Do like all your shirts at the same time. She's like, get out all your shirts, pile them all up, and do shirts or clothes or whatever. And I think I need to do that with these shirts that I've got, because here's what happened the other day. So I'm wearing this shirt. It's a green shirt. And it's like a shirt I wear to work, not in real life. And, you know, I was wearing it and someone's like, is that a new shirt? And I'm like, no, I just fucking hate it. And she's like, what? Why? It looks fine. And I was like, you know, I can tell you exactly why. I wore this shirt shortly after I got it. I wore it to the airport. And there was another guy wearing the exact same shirt. And he looked like a real dick. And I was like, ah, that looks stupid on that guy. And he wasn't like a bad looking guy and he didn't have like a weird body or something. It just, I saw it on him and it looked really bad and was like, I can't think of why it would look bad on him and not look bad on me. It just looked bad. So then I was like, forget this shirt. So I mostly haven't worn it, but it's remained on the rack because I'm like, well, it fits. It's good. It's not uncomfortable. It's just like not a preferred shirt, right? So then I was like, I should get rid. Well, so the same day, so at my work, you know, they put up YouTube videos for various things. I made this YouTube video and put it on our channel, and it was strict. It was just for staff, and it was showing them how to hook up the Xbox we had to a TV we have. And you know, it's very simple. You just put these component cables in the back and start it up. And it's been watched like 100,000 times or something like that. Like, it is by far our work's most successful. It's probably my most successful internet thing. For why, I don't know. But, you know, it's had so many views. And so for some reason that came up in some way and we were watching it. And I was horrified to realize the video is like 4 years old now. And I'm wearing this same shirt, this green shirt that I saw the guy wearing in the airport that I'm also wearing as I'm watching myself wear it in a 4-year-old video. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, you have this old shirt you don't even like, and you've had it for like 4 years. What is happening with your, who are you? What are you doing with your life? Your life is in ruins. So that made me feel like, all right, I got to get rid of this fucking shirt. That is the end. This is the end of this shirt. And it should probably be the end of a lot of other shirts too. So, but here's the thing. I think it'll be a fun show because, frankly, a lot of my shitty shirts have a lot of, you know, history to them, much like that one. So that's, you know, you guys got something to look forward to in your empty, empty lives. All right. We'll see you next time.
Our mothers and fathers would crow that we just didn't try. Like they did all sitting and waiting for the other to die. So we're going out the way we came in. We're going out the way we came in. No need for lawyers to beat a dead horse. We did 26 years, but it just ran its course. We got hitched at this courthouse, so there's no better place for it to end. We're going out the way we came in. Now the bailiff is crying, he's wiping his face. Stenographer's typing, she keeps losing a place. It was champagne and sandwiches that we snuck in the back, cause the judge's wife's second cousin caters at the racetrack. And we talked the court officer to throwing back the bouquet. It was pound cake and sherbet, and we went on our way. I saw the judge grinning, yeah, he was looking at you. I guess he's a big fan of blue satin too. We never did nothing the way that other folks do. Oh, oh no, not me and you. We're going out the way we came in. We're going out the way we came in. Keep your condolences.